The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been looking forward to it all day.
I'm not going to say it's because it's the second time we've spoken in 27 years, because we've been down that road already. So we're talking about how that song Jerusalem brought everybody together worldwide. Did you see a lot of that happening in Israel? Were people dancing to tunes of South Africa?
No.
Oh, well, that just put a damper on
everything. I can't confess to that. We have been watching with great interest how Jerusalem has been received around the world. But are Israelis dancing in the streets to it? No, not really. Well, first of all, we haven't been dancing in the streets very much lately. But we're very into our different music at the moment. There's a lot of dancing to Boy George, recording a song with an Israeli artist, which is a bit of a slap in the face to the BDS folk, because the whole song takes a slap at BDS. It's Boy George and Asaf Gonen. Very cool song. And the other song that people seem to be dancing to is Bibi with Eden Ben Zakkai and the stars of TikTok. They've collaborated on a special charity single to raise awareness of the plight of the elderly, especially during the coronavirus crisis. Many elderly people are on their own without any company. And so if you want to see Bibi in his regulatory suit rocking out, all you have to do is look for Prime Minister Netanyahu and Eden Ben Zakkai. So that's got everybody talking.
So we know that Bibi's not well at the moment. What's happening in general with regards to COVID in Israel?
Okay, so let's just clear up a few misconceptions. He is in Bidud, which is quarantine. He is fine so far. It's because he came into contact with somebody who tested positive. But the situation with COVID, and I think it's because, you know, we have received the vaccine and many people are maybe a little too overconfident, and we have had it confirmed that Motzei Shabbat, or after Shabbat, this Saturday night, the Prime Minister will be taking the Pfizer vaccine live on air. This will be to encourage Israelis to get vaccinated. We're going to start rolling out our vaccines from this coming weekend, first with our medical workers, our frontline medical practitioners, and then with the elderly people who are in care facilities. So what has happened over the last 24 hours, the numbers have risen. We are now slightly over 2,000, which has prompted our health minister, Yuli Edelstein, to say to people that, you know, if this carries on, we're going to have no choice but to impose further restrictions and maybe even a lockdown. He says, don't think because we have the vaccine that, it's a green light to go out and behave any way you want to. I must say, I was in the mall in Modi Inn earlier today. Everybody was masked. Everybody was respectful of the boundaries to enter stores. Everybody was trying to maintain responsible social distancing. That's here. But there are other places all over the country that are red cities or where the numbers are absolutely untenable. And one of the issues that we are having at the moment is speaking to communities highly infected or highly affected, rather, like the ultra-Orthodox, getting them to buy into or to support the vaccine rollout, which is going to start this very weekend.
So quickly, are there any anti-vaxxers that have a voice within the Israel community?
Ah, that's a very good question. Look, there are a lot of Israelis who are skeptical about the vaccine, and I know there are many people around the world. And my perspective, and this is my personal perspective, I listen to the professionals, the people who are eminently more qualified than I am to speak on this. This is doctors, this is scientists, who have all reiterated time and again that it is perfectly safe, there's no reason why anyone should fear the vaccine. And I think to see somebody like Prime Minister Netanyahu take the vaccine live in front of everybody, I think that will go a long way to inspiring confidence. But, you know, Chad, I'm not a great fan of Facebook medical school. I like to listen to people who went to real medical school and get their opinions.
Very true. So yesterday, the U.S. Electoral College made it official. Biden is going to be president. Do you think he's going to be a leader that brings people together? Do we what do we look at when we look at Biden's future compared to what Trump achieved specifically with regards to peace in various areas of the Middle East and these various treaties that were signed with Israel?
Well, I think the way that Israelis look at it, and certainly as analysts, the way that we look at it is we look at what Biden means for America and then what Biden means possibly for Israel. I think in terms of if we're looking at American politics, I think he's going to be more of a unifier than President Trump was. You know, we're looking at the language, we're looking at the trends, we're looking at the behaviors. And I know that there are listeners out there who are going to vehemently disagree. But this is how we look at these things as analysts. You know, there's no getting away from it. President Trump is an extremely polarizing figure. However, when we look at the Middle East, and especially in terms of Israel, he has done a fortune for Israel. You know, there wasn't just the talking about moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which was a protocol signed in by various administrations. He actually carried it out. He made it very clear. The Trump peace plan was seen that his administration put together. And here we have to give props to people like Jason Greenblatt, Jared Kushner, and many others who worked on these proposals. You know, we also have to look at the big one. And, you know, whether you like or loathe President Trump, we have to remember also that a broken clock gets it right at least twice a day. But what he has gotten right is the normalization deals in the Middle East, getting countries to start recognizing and normalizing ties with Israel and other countries to start talking about it and start making those serious moves. So we have to take that into consideration. And Israelis have a very interesting relationship with Trump. You know, as far as Israel is concerned, you know, he's pretty beseder gamor, as we say. But we do also watch with concern some of his comments with regards to women, some of the issues around people like the Proud Boys that, you know, that garnered a lot of concern and some of the language that he uses. You know, one thing I always find fascinating is that Israelis are less engaged in very polarized opinions or cancel culture. You know, we love debate. It's the more robust, the better. We tend not to polarize on subjects like we see in other parts of the world and what we're seeing very much in America at the moment.
So we've only got a couple of seconds left. I just wanted to get your insight. What do you think of the new movement that Jeremy Corbyn launched of the peace and justice movement?
Well, look, it's no secret I'm born on the 1st of April. I thought it was my birthday come, you know, quickly. Did I miss something in this lockdown? Because I thought the irony of somebody like Jeremy Corbyn, a person who has, you know, formed alliances with terror groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, who famously laid a wreath at the graves of the Munich terrorists who killed 11 Israelis, and somebody who has been such so much in the forefront of conversations around anti-Semitism that many British Jews thought if he came into power, they would have to leave the country. And yet at the same time has been silent on other issues like the treatment of Uyghur Muslims in China and various other major human rights transgressions. For him to form a party called Peace and Justice, called Peace and Justice, which is going to concentrate on human rights around the world, is just completely ironic and really, really bizarre. But it's not, he's nothing if not entertaining and keeps us in business, Chad.
Rolene, we're going to be chatting again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Day of Reconciliation in South Africa. So we're going to be talking about everything reconciliation. We'll be chatting to Rolene Marks with the Israel Report tomorrow.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.